Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, we're starting a new topic. It's the first day of the week, and there's nothing like it. And I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you went to church, and you supported the vision of the house, paid your tithes and your offerings, and man, you are excited about what God is going to bless you with this week. And this week, we're going to talk about learning how to walk in truth.
Walk in truth. That's right.
It's the most important thing we're going to do is learn how to walk.
We're
going to
talk about what that is and how that looks and how you can do it.
That's right. You know, it's amazing. When we talk about truth, where, you know, people talk about, well, you know, there are things that are true, but just because something's true doesn't make it truth. Right. It's not eternal. And we're going to show you that. In fact, we're going to start out in 3 John chapter 1, right, beginning in verse 2. We're going to read down through verse 4, but we're only going to focus on verse 2. But
Today, because
this sets the stage.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. You want to read it?
Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers.
Right.
For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
All right. So we're talking about learning how to walk in truth. And what does God mean when he talks about walking in truth? Well, I think first of all, you got to focus in on verse 2, mm-hmm, beloved. Now let's stop right there, because this verse starts with the word beloved.
Right.
That means that this verse is written to the church.
Right.
He doesn't call the world beloved. All right. But God loves the world,
right,
but he calls the beloved those that are in his family already, those who have received Christ.
Yeah, this is an endearment that's right, specific to like the family members of,
that's right,
of God. Yeah.
So beloved, I pray, listen to what Paul says. I pray, I think another translation says it a little bit
this
different.
This is John.
What?
Because we're in first John.
Say?
We're in 3 John.
What did I say?
So it's not Paul, it's John.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's John.
Just so many times it is Paul.
Yeah. This is John. This is him while he's on the island of Patmos.
Right.
But he says, I pray that you may prosper in all things. Now, let's stop for a minute and talk about the word prosper. It's a great word. All right. And the word prosper literally means to be successful in accomplishing some activity or event, to complete, to succeed in.
Right.
God wants us to succeed in all things,
right,
not just one thing,
right,
but all things, not just salvation,
right,
but in health.
Right.
He wants us to prosper in money. He wants us to prosper in relationships.
But I think the misconception is when we hear prosper, we think it's just money. And so we want to make that clear in this scripture with that definition. It's not about just money. Prospering is in all areas of your life, family,
right,
business, other relationships, your neighborhood, your community, being successful in all areas of your life.
You can be totally successful in business and be a failure in your relationship at home.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a failure as a dad, a failure as a mom, or a failure as a parent. So it's important that we don't just get focused on money.
Right.
Now listen to me. God said it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into heaven. Why is that? Because rich people depend on their money and not on God. All right?
Or people. I'm sorry. Not just rich people, but
right,
that's what I was trying to put. That's what the verse means.
That's right. Well, take the young rich ruler.
Yeah.
The young rich ruler came to Jesus and he said, what must I do to be saved? He said, he gives him the five commandments that deal with, or the six commandments that deal with what you have to do as an individual, not lusting, different things like that.
And he said,
I've done those.
Yeah.
And he said, and Jesus, the Bible says he loved him. And Jesus said, then go and sell all that you have and give to the poor. And this made the man distraught,
right,
because the things that he had, mm-hmm, had him. Mm-hmm. He didn't have the things. The things had him. And he couldn't do that. And he walked away from Jesus.
So he was doing good works.
Yes.
And he was giving his tithes. And he was giving alms. And he was doing these other things. But he couldn't let go of the material things
that's
that
right,
he had.
Now
we have to be careful. We have to be careful in whatever area that we are hanging on to. We have to be careful about what we consider extremely important. If we put anything over Christ, if we put anything over the Lord, then that is an idol that we are not to be hanging on to.
You put your ministry over God, that's an idol. You put your job over God, that's an idol. You put your hobbies over God, those are all idols. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that. And all that God is saying here is, I pray that you may prosper in all things.
In all things.
He wants us to be good in everything we do. He wants us to succeed in everything we do. He wants us to accomplish in everything that we do.
And be successful.
Yeah, and be successful.
And be successful. So what
says,
we put our minds to in whatever those things are, then he wants us to be successful.
So he says, I would that you would prosper and in all things and be in health.
Right.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
prosper. We
got to stop right there because I want you to listen to this word health. This word health actually means, let me get this up here, to experience and enjoy favorable circumstances, to get along well, to succeed. And literally, and listen, it's saying in regard to get along, to succeed in regard to comparing it to being sick. So God wants us well. All right. He wants us to eat well. He wants us to live well. He wants us to do, you know, to be well in every area of our physical body.
Mm-hmm.
God did not intend for mankind to suffer with cancer. He didn't intend all these things. But
hypertension, anxiety,
heart disease,
diabetes.
These things came as a result of the fall. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me tell you something right now. There would be no Philip Morris Tobacco Company if we were still in the garden. We wouldn't have need for them. All right. But people are always looking for something to fill a void. And so, and listen, I'm not speaking too harshly about people, and I'm not against Philip Morris, but here's what I am against. I think I'm against anything that removes us from God. All right. We need to get to God. You move to God and God moves towards you. And so it's important that we do that. And so he says, let me get back up here and pull this up so that I can get back on this.
To the scripture.
That word health.
Yeah.
Yeah, the state of being healthy, well, in contrast with sickness. So it means to be well.
Right.
That's literally what it means.
To be in good.
It means
physical
to be well.
Health.
Yes. Yes,
to be
it
in
does.
Good physical health. And he wants us to do that. You know, he even tells us how we ought to eat and how we ought to take care of our bodies. And we need to take those things in consideration when we are living our life, because it's also part of not being in extremes. It's also part of being, you know, moderate in all things, to consider our body because it's our temple. Yeah. Those are the things we need to consider as we're living our life as well.
Because you remember when he encountered the woman who was bowed over for 17 years?
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say? Ought not this daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound.
Right.
See, sickness is of the devil. It's not of the Father.
Right.
All these people say, God made me sick to teach me something. You're lying to yourself, because that's not who God is.
Right. Now, we do learn something from it, but God did not give it to you to teach you a lesson.
Exactly
that's
right.
Exactly right.
So he wants us to prosper. And then, he wants us to prosper in all things. He wants us to be in health. And then he says, just as your soul prospers. So God wants us to have a mind, will, and emotions. See, he's given us something for our physical body. The Bible says he sent his word and he healed them. Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them. And then he's given us something for our mind, because he said we can be renewed. Okay, what is it? Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world. Don't go with the flow of the world, but be ye transformed, to tear out and to rebuild something new. Because, and we talked about this last week.
We talk a lot about renewing our minds and being a good thinker, how to think like God thinks.
You can't be successful in the kingdom of God without it.
Right.
That's the mark of going where we're going, where people see us.
That's right.
Walk in truth.
That's right.
And it comes through the renewing of the mind.
And so we're going to talk about all these different things and how we're going to be able to do that. But just keep that in mind. That pretty much covers the different areas of our lives when we're talking about being prosperous in all areas of our life, be in health, as our soul prospers and our mind, will, and emotion. So all these things are covered in this scripture. And God wants us to be successful. He wants us to be well-rounded. He wants us to be, as it says, doing well, you know, living our life well and being able to have good relationships with people. And he teaches us those things through the Word of God. And we're going to talk about what is truth.
That's right.
How are we going to walk in it if we don't know?
We're going to talk about walking in truth for the rest of the week.
That's right.
So that you and I can be all that God called us to be.
That's right.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Jada, let's pray.
Okay.
Father, I thank you for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. And thank you now that you're going to work in us. Thank you that you're going to lead us with your word. You're going to lead us into truth, and your truth is going to make us free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Don't forget to click your like, share, and follow buttons right down there so that family and friends can get connected with Mike Campbell Ministries and PM in the AM, where they can get connected with the Word of God and start their day off with an encouraging word, a daily word with Mike and Jada. Don't forget, if you're on YouTube, to subscribe now. You can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing as we deliver good news to the nations.
All right.
And be on here tomorrow.
All right, join us same bat time, same bat station, as we pick this up, talking about walking in truth on PM in the AM. God bless, everybody.
God bless.